When Bob Hope, the famous comedian, was approaching 100 years of life, his wife said, "We have to make plans for your final resting place. Where would you like to be buried?" And he said, "Surprise me." It's funny because we understand the thought behind that is, does it really matter to the person who passed away where they are buried? Rather, as Christians, we say it matters how much we pray for them, how much we offer divine liturgies for them, and how we remember them with kindness and with charity. And so in today's Gospels of the 10 lepers who are cured, the one who was a Samaritan, not an Israelite, he was grateful. In one of my sermons in years past, I underlined the fact we often complain about the blessings we have received. My house is not good. Oh, you mean you have a house? My school is not good. You can go to school. My car is acting up. You have a car? And so we often are critical of the very blessings that we have received while forgetting to be grateful for what we have. And the simple lesson that our Lord teaches us today is that there were 10 people who had a tough life. They were lepers. They were outcasts. That's why in the gospel it says from afar off. If you were a leper, you had to keep your distance, even ring a bell so people would be able to stay away. It's like having COVID-19 for the rest of your life. They were outcasts. But after they were cured, I can imagine 9 of them still grumbling, going on, not realizing that life was better for them. Maybe they should be better. There's an old saying that's not too popular. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. In other words, who you become in life is much more important than one kind of success you have in business, what kind of success you have even in your own family. If all your children turn out great and your grandchildren, what's even more important than that is the fact that you are grateful for what you have and you yourself become a good person. So in today's gospel about the 10 lepers, one of whom was grateful, let's remind ourselves of all the blessings that we have received. And instead of grumbling and complaining, let's say, "Thank you, Lord, that you gave me life. Let me use what I have to become a great person. And if I do that, I will be a success. If I only focus on what is missing, what I have been deprived of, what is broken, or the opportunities that I have missed, I may miss the greatest opportunity of life, which is to live my life well and to understand what is more important than what happens to me is what I do with what happens to me." Christos rozdajecie.